TJ admitted he played a bad game against Pittsburgh, and you need to start faster. And what can y'all do to get him off to a better start, which he says is imperative?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you kind of have to approach some things in the same manner, which is, you know, going through the openers with him, making sure he's comfortable, which we basically do every week with all, you know, whatever quarterback, you know, is starting the game. I think it's important for me to definitely hit with him again, you know, whether it's the night before the game and then right prior to the game. The different looks or more difficult looks that could possibly come up that he may have to deal with. But I think that's it. You're just, you know, continuously going through the openers, you know, and making sure that he's comfortable with them. And, you know, that's really what you got to do for the guy. And he's usually, to be honest with you, John, he's good pre-game in terms of, you know, telling us what he likes the best and what he feels best about. And so we all work together through Obi and get it done. And we just got to continue to do that and be better with it.
I know you guys still have another game to play, but when you look back on this season and look at where the offense is, what do you think about what you guys have been able to do this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been, you know, there's been ups and downs with it, you know, and I think there's been times where all of us would tell you that we need to do, you know, a better job. And I think there's been, you know, that we need to be more consistent on a weekly basis. And, you know, there's certainly been a lot of highs, and there's been some times where we can improve. And that's really what the focus will always be in any off season is how do you improve? And, you know, for me, it starts, like, with my job. What do I need to do better in terms of the quarterback room? That's where it starts for me. And then, you know, you move on from there.
Stretch with Deshaun, you got those 7 games. Does that give you a lot of confidence and just hope and knowing what you guys can do next season?
It's certainly, you know, what we were able to accomplish with Deshaun, what he was able to accomplish, certainly, you know, gives you a lot of hope for the future, you know, and what we can do and what we can build on. It also, you know, you've got to realize that, you know, a young player and we're going to have a ways to go and keep building, keep getting better, and that'll be the key.
How has he been improving? I know you guys still spent time with him while he's rehabbing.
Yeah, so he, you know, obviously the real focus is him physically getting better, but he's also, you know, he's watching film, breaking down film, you know, of opponents that we're looking at, different defenses, trying to help him identify looks, you know, defensive coverages by looking at the film and going through it that way. He has at times been in a couple meetings here and there, you know, when he can, based on his rehab schedule. So, you know, he's still working hard. He's still involved.
I think they're
all big. I think every time you get an opportunity to go out and see what you can do, prove what you can do, I think they're all important. And then when you step away from it, then you take, you know, the full body of work, and we'll sit down and we'll look at it and evaluate it, and we'll move on from there.
He's had more time. Obviously, you're looking for more improvement. You were talking about talking to John before the game and stuff. So you have to throw 5 touchdown passes to, you know.
We haven't sat and talked about, you know, it's this parameter, it's this number of things. I think obviously we want to see an improvement from the last 2 weeks. You know, we'll see him play better. And to do that, you know, like I got to coach better. We all got to work, you know, together on it and get it going in the right direction. But you want to see him finish on a positive note and do some good things and, you know, move the offense and score some points. I mean, certainly in a perfect world, you know, that's where you want to see it go. You want to see improvement in the last game of the year.
You were there for the Beckham catch, and most people have that as one of the few greatest in history. But now people say Hopkins may be the best this season. What did you think about Hopkins' catch once you were able to watch it on tape?
You know, I thought it was unbelievable. You know, it was the obviously the hand-eye coordination that goes into these difficult catches, but it was a tip with one hand, a catch with the other, and the ability to get that last foot down, that toe tap in. I mean, the body control to be able to do that, to me, was amazing, and it really was a phenomenal catch. And it certainly is one of the best ones I've ever been around. That does not surprise me at all. I mean, that's the level and the standard that guy sets for himself, and he sees himself as he should, as a, you know, a bell cow receiver who's got to make those plays, and that's how he looks at it. And I'm glad he does. But no, it doesn't surprise me at all that he was mad about that.
I hope you're able to have a guy like that.
It raises the bar for everyone. I mean, it, you know, everyone, you know, when you can get everybody on the team to hold themselves to that type of standard and to want to make those plays, not look at anybody else to make the plays, but looking at themselves to make those plays, it's going to help your entire team.
That with this play, but also it seems like he's a good leader in your locker room. How do you see him helping those younger receivers?
Yeah, I mean, I think like whenever he can and he sees something a guy can improve on, I think he's quick to point it out to a receiver like, hey, you know, sometimes on this route you could use this technique to help yourself out. He's done that since I've been around him, since I got here. So I think it's pretty clear that he's invested in helping younger guys in the room.
Coach, many more to catch the ball with two hands.
You're always gonna, you know, stress fundamentals. That's never gonna change. You know what I mean? Like, there are some guys out there that have this uncanny ability to catch it with one hand, but you're always gonna stress fundamentals. At the same time, when a guy goes above and beyond and makes a ridiculous play with a one hand grab, you know, it is what it is, and you gotta applaud the effort and the talent. But you're always gonna coach fundamentals. That'll never change.
I think it is today, so many guys, not just college guys. It seems like it started with Beckham and getting so much attention. Now you see college guys, high school guys trying to make one-handed catches. Is it more for show?
No, I mean, I don't know about that. I think it probably started, to be honest with you, I think it probably began when somebody needed to make one because they couldn't either get to it with both hands. You know, one hand was being, you know, held down by a DB, whatever it was. You know, they only had one hand available to catch the ball and maybe didn't bring it in. So then from then on, they said, you know what, I'm going to work that skill. I'm going to work that skill at certain times, whether it be with somebody throwing me the ball, if I can get on a jugs machine where I'm going to strengthen a hand so I can make a one-handed grab, I can make that great catch. And I think that's probably where it all started from. And then it's obviously when that stuff, in this day and age, when it happens, it certainly gets a bunch of attention, which makes other people work on it, and, you know, it kind of grows from there.
Technique that y'all coach, if you're going to catch with one-handed, how to get away with something with your other hand?
No, I mean, you know, I would, you know, I think any type of hand combat that goes on with a receiver, you know, you always want to keep it tight to your body and you know, and low and things like that, so you're not in the area of pushing off or anything that's illegal. So those are things that you talk about when you're talking about hand combat, doing it in a, you know, in a legal manner and a tight to the body, you know, way. So that kind of stays consistent.
The hands between those two guys compare Beckham and DeAndre.
Yeah.
In the crowd, acrobatics.
Yeah, I mean, they're both, you're putting me in a bad spot. They're both really talented players. You know, I mean, DeAndre's catch radius is ridiculous. You know what I mean? It really is. His, when you have that as a quarterback, that type of, you know, the type of ability with a receiver that can go up and get it in a huge area around him, that really helps you as a receiver. So, you know, in that way, he really excels, in my opinion. He does a great job with that.
And Odell does, too.
Boy, Odell does, too, yeah. Yeah, well, I might run into these guys at some point, you know, both of them in the same room. So, yeah, they're, you know.
Odell has been coached both of these guys.
Very, very lucky. I mean, it's you know, to be able to be around that type of talent and be able to work with that and have an opportunity to do it with both of them, I think is pretty special, and I don't take it for granted at all. It's been a really great experience for me.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.